The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are learning the laws of Simchas Yom Tov. We are in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simin Kuf Gimel, Sif Aleph. Kishem Shemitzvah Lachabed Es HaShabbos Ula Anigo. Just like there's a mitzvah of honoring Shabbos and getting pleasure on Shabbos, Kach Mitzvah Lachabed Kol Yom Tovim Ula Angon. There is similarly a mitzvah to honor all of the Yom Tovim, and to take pleasure on those days. Shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Likdosh Hashem Mechubad. The truth is, we should quote this Pasuk from earlier on. It says, V'karasa LaShabbos Oneg, Likdosh Hashem Mechubad. If you call the Shabbos to be a delight, so that the sanctification of Hashem will be honored. This is where we learn the concept of Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos from. And what the Kitzur is telling us is that the same thing is true on Yom Tov. How do we know that the Yom Tov is also referred to as Kodesh? Because it says, V'chol Yom Tovim Nemar Behem Mikra Kodesh. And in all of the Yom Tovim, it says Mikra Kodesh. You see, they're all referred to as times of sanctity. And therefore we have the same mitzvah on Yom Tov as we have on Shabbos. So now we have to figure out what is kavod and what is oneg. So in Halacha Beis, he says, Ezehu kavod, zeh she'omer rabbeseinu zechronim levracha. This is what Chazal tell us, she'mitzvah al ha'odom legaleach be'erev Yom Tov. That there's a mitzvah on a person to shave on Erev Yom Tov, kidei shelo yikones l'regel kishehu minuvo, so that he doesn't come into the Yom Tov when he looks disgusting. V'chein mitzvah l'chotz b'chamin. There's also a mitzvah to bathe in hot water. V'lochuf rosho, and to wash his head, meaning his hair. V'litot tziporinov, and to cut his nails, be'erev Yom Tov, kimo be'erev Shabbos. All of these are mitzvahs to do on Erev Yom Tov, just like we have mitzvahs to do them before Shabbos. V'chein mitzvah lolush pas b'veso, be'erev Yom Tov, l'kvod Yom Tov, kimo be'erev Shabbos. There's similarly a mitzvah to knead bread in his house on Erev Yom Tov, just like there's a mitzvah on Erev Shabbos. V'chein osur le'echol be'erev Yom Tov min ha'mincha olomayla kimo be'erev Shabbos. There's similarly it is osur to eat, it's forbidden to eat on the afternoon of Erev Yom Tov, just like we find that's true by Shabbos. Now when he uses the term osur, what he really means is, doesn't mean it's strictly forbidden, but rather that it's a mitzvah to abstain from eating at that time. And all this is why, kidei sheyachol sudas Yom Tov l'teavon, so that he will eat his Yom Tov suda with appetite. V'yimchol erev Yom Tov b'Shabbos, if erev Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, yachol suda shlishes kodem mincha ktana, he should eat the third meal of Shabbos before mincha ktana, so that he will still have appetite to eat his Yom Tov meal at night. V'chein hadin b'Yom Tov Rishon shehu erev Yom Tov Sheni. The same thing would apply on Yom Tov Rishon when there's 2 days of Yom Tov, is he should be careful not to eat his sudas late in the day. Now, in the Mishnah Berurah, he wonders about this because he says, why should you limit your oneg of the first day Yom Tov just because the second day is coming up? Certainly the second day is no more prestigious than the first day of Yom Tov. Maybe it's less, but definitely not more. So whatever the case is, certainly don't overeat in the first day of Yom Tov so that you have no appetite on the second night of Yom Tov. Halacha Gimel, Ezel Oneg. What is the Oneg that we say that you're supposed to have on Yom Tov? Zeh she'omer Rabbeinu Zichronim Levracha. This is what Chazal tell us. Shechayev le'echol b'Yom Tov b'chol yom shtei se'udos. That everyone is required to eat two meals on each day of Yom Tov. Achas b'layla v'achas b'yom. One at night and one during the daytime. By the way, if you would eat two seudas at night, you have not fulfilled your obligation, you would still be required to eat an additional one during the daytime. Aval seuda shlishis ein nogin bo, but there is not a minhag to have a third meal on Yom Tov. Now, there were some people that were nogin to have a third meal on Yom Tov, but certainly there's no chiyuv to do so. V'chayiv lekadesh ala yayin kodem seuda. There's an obligation to make kiddush on wine before the two seudos. V'yivtza al shtei kikaros shleimos, and to use lechem mishnah kimo b'shabbos, just like we have a requirement to do on Shabbos. V'yarbe b'basa v'yayin umigdanos kifi yicholto, and you should enjoy an abundance of meat and wine and other delicacies according to your ability. All of this is part of the mitzvah of Oneg Yom Tov. Halacha Dalid. B'chol Yom Tov b'kiddush shebelayla omrim la'achrov birkas shechiyanu al simchas achag. On every night of Yom Tov during kiddush, the bracha of shechiyanu should be said on the simcha of Yom Tov. Chutz milel shvi shel Pesach v'lo shmini, except for the seventh and eighth night in Chutz Laretz of Pesach. She'ein mevarchin shechiyanu kevin she'ein a regel b'fnei atzmo. At that time we don't make a shechiyanu because it's not considered its own Yom Tov. Now, there were some poskim that had a question whether or not on the second night of Rosh Hashanah, Shechiyano should be said, considering that it's one long Yom Tov. In order to avoid having this doubt, what is recommended is that a person wears a new garment or has a new fruit on the second night, so that just in case he wouldn't really be required to make a Shechiyano when he is saying Kiddush, at least the Shechiyanu could be covering that other item. But if someone doesn't have a garment or a fruit, still, the poskim do say that he should say Shechiyanu even on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. V'hanoshim b'shas hadlokas haneros, ein lahem levarach Shechiyanu b'shum Yom Tov. The women are not supposed to make the bracha of Shechiyanu when they light neros, since they will have their Shechiyanu when they make Kiddush or hear Kiddush. But this is not the mainstream practice. The Kitzur says, Uktsasa no'ogos levarach Shechiyanu. Some women have the custom of saying Shechiyanu when they light Neros. Chutz milel zayin velo chesho Pesach, except for the seventh and eighth night of Pesach. He says some women do. Today it seems to be the mainstream practice that women generally do say Shechiyanu when they light Neros. Even though the poskim speak out that it appears to be the wrong thing to do, but the Kitzur says, V'lo machinan leho, but we don't object, we don't protest. If they want to say Shechiyanu, then they are entitled to. The only thing is, they have to remember that if they're being yotzer with Shechiyanu in Hadlakas Neros, then there's certainly no need for them to say Shechiyanu in Kiddush. So if a woman is making Kiddush on her own, if she said Shechiyanu by Hadlakas Neros, she certainly does not say a new Shechiyanu in Kiddush. Halacha Hey. Chayav l'sameach es ishto uvonov v'chol hanilvim ilov. Every man is required not just to have simcha himself on Yom Tov, but he's also obligated to give simcha to his wife and to his children and to everyone else that is there. Kol echad k'royulo, each person for what is appropriate for them. So this means to say, haktanim, for example, the children, nosin lehem egozim umigdonos. He should give them nuts and treats. V'hanoshim, and the women, how should he give them simcha? B'bgodim b'tachshitim kifi yukhoto, with clothing and with jewelry according to his ability. V'hanoshim, and for the men, b'basa v'yayin, with meat and with wine. Now, obviously, this has to be done with common sense. If for some reason a man doesn't like wine, or someone is allergic to it, obviously he's not required to take it. That's not giving him any simcha. Certainly, if it's not safe to give young children nuts, so one should not do so. We're looking for appropriate methods to give simcha to other people. V'noagin laharbas b'minei maicholim b'yomtev yotzer mi'bishabes. The minig is that we increase the types of foods on Yom Tov even more so than on Shabbos. Ki b'Yom Tov nemar bo simcha v'lo b'Shabbos, because only on Yom Tov does it say the concept of joy. V'gam bigdei Yom Tov yil yikarem yosem misho Shabbos, and similarly the garments that we wear on Yom Tov should be even more valuable, more special than those of Shabbos.
Halacha v'ab. Biyom sheni shel Pesach, yesh lasos suda ezadova lizecha sudas Esther, shehoisa biyom zeh, shebo bayom nitla haman. On the second day of Pesach, there's a minug of having a suda in some form as a commemoration of the suda of Esther, which was in this day, because this was the day on which Haman was hanged. Now this is already brought down in the Magen Avraham and many other places, and it seems that the main minhag was to have the Suda on the morning of the second day of Pesach. But there are sources that speak about having the Suda at the night of the second day of Pesach. There's a very interesting minhag that's brought down in the Tshuvas Mili De'Avos, which is one of the Talmidim of the Chassam Sofer. So he says that there was a minhag on the second day of Pesach that the children would make some type of form of Haman and then they would destroy it. Again, out of a zecher of the fact that Haman was killed on the second day of Pesach.
Halacha Zayin. B'yom Rishon Shav Shavuos Nogin Lechol Maicholei Chalav. On the first day of the Yom Tov of Shavuos, the minhag is to eat dairy foods. V'yesh b'zeh kama tamim, and there's numerous reasons given for this. V'remez, and we find a remez in the pasuk that says mincha chadasha l'Hashem b'shavuos eichem. Now notice that the first letter of each word says Rosh Tevos. The opening letter of each word spells mechalav, which is an allusion that on Shavuos it is appropriate to have foods made out of dairy products. Now the reason for this minhag is not universally accepted. There are many explanations given as to why we eat dairy products on Shavuos. Among the more famous ones is given by the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Tov Tzadi Dalid, Sifkat and Yubez. The Mishnah Berurah says that, he says, I heard from in the name of a great person that says that when the Jewish people accepted the Torah on Har Sinai, so afterwards they came home and they didn't have anything to eat except for dairy products, because meat would require much preparation in order for them to shecht it with a knife that was checked according to the laws of Shechita, and their kalim they would not be able to use. Their utensils still had picked up tastes which were not kosher in it. So therefore the easiest things for them to eat were maicholei chalav, were dairy foods. The truth is, this Mishnah Berurah is somewhat amazing,
because what evidence do we have that they already learned about the laws of Shechita immediately on the day that they accepted the Torah? This is a question that is asked by many Talmidei Chachamim. I found almost the same point said a little bit more clearly in another Sefer, that he says that since the Torah was given on Shabbos, there was no way for them to prepare any meat, because certainly they couldn't shecht on Shabbos. So therefore they were left to eat dairy foods, and this is why we eat dairy foods on Shavuos. In the Drashas of the Chassam Sofer, he suggests a very thought-provoking idea. He says that before the Chet of Adam HaRishon, humanity was able to extract the metaphysical benefits of each kosher animal by eating its milk. However, after the Chet of Adam HaRishon, humanity lost that ability, and the only way to get the benefit of the animal was by shechting it and by consuming the meat. However, on the day of Matan Torah, we were elevated to a metaphysical height such as that before the sin of Adam HaRishon, and that's why on Shavuos there's a minhag to eat dairy products. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch proceeds and says, V'yesh le'echel gam maichalei dvash mipnei shehatorah nimshala behem. There's also a minhag on Shavuos to eat honey products, because the Torah is compared to honey. Shenemar, dvash v'chalav tachas l'shonech. V'kevin she'ochlin maichalei chalav v'tzrichin gamkein le'echel basar. Since people are eating dairy products and they also need to eat meat, shari mitzvah le'echol basar b'chol yomtiv, because there's a mitzvah on every yomtiv to eat meat, tzrichin lizar her, you have to be very careful shelo yavoyo lidei iser, that you don't come to violating the laws of meat and milk together. It's interesting, I've heard from poskim that they get a large amount of questions of basar v'chalav that come in on Erev Shavuos. People are cooking the meat, they're cooking the dairy, they're cooking them all together, and one thing splashes on the other. So you have to be particularly careful on Shavuos to keep your meat and milk apart. Halacha ches. Afo pisha hachila v'hashtia b'moados. He mitzvahs asay. Even though eating and drinking on Yom Tov is a mitzvah from the Torah, lo yehi ochel v'shoseh kol hayom kulo, a person should not be engaging in eating and drinking the entire day, shahari kvar nemar, because it says in the pasuk, atzeres l'Hashem elokecha, that it's a yom tif that should be to Hashem, v'af al pi shenemar atzeres tiyeh lachem, that shvuas is supposed to be for you. Kvar Parashu Rabbi Seinu, Chazal explained, Zichron Levracha, may the memory be blessed, Chetzio Lashem, V'chetzio Lachem, that the day should be split. It should be partially devoted to Hashem, and partially devoted to yourself. Lefikach Tzrichin Lasa Gam B'Torah, a person also needs to engage in Torah study on every Yom Tov. Halacha tes ukeshehu ochel v'shoseh, when a person is eating and drinking on Yom Tov, chayiv lahachlo, he's also required to feed others, gam lager layosam v'la'almana, such as the convert and the orphan and the widow, im shara niyem ha'umlulim, along with all of the other downcast paupers. Shenemar, v'halevi v'hager v'hayosam. It says in the Torah explicitly that you have to be sure to give joy to the Levi and to the ger and to the yosam, all the people who might not have for themselves. Avomisha noel dalse chatserom. Someone who locks up the doors of his courtyard. V'ochal v'shoseh hu v'ishto v'anav, and
he eats and drinks together with his wife and children, and he doesn't provide food and drink for those who are poor and those who are embittered, Ein zu simchas mitzvah, ela simchas kresai. This is not joy that comes through a mitzvah, but rather this is joy that he gets from filling his stomach. V'al elo nemar, and on people like this, it says zivcheyem kelechem onim lehem ko ochlav yitamo kilachmam lenavsham, that their sacrifices are like stolen bread for them. Everything that they eat, they are making impure, because their bread that they eat, lenafsham, is for themselves. So it's critical to make sure that share with others. The simcha kizos, because simcha like this of someone who only takes care of himself, kolon hu lahem, is a source of humiliation to them. Shenema vizoresi peresh alpanechem peresh chageichem. Hashem says, I will scatter the dung on their face, the dung of their holidays. Meaning, these are people who all they were interested in doing in Yom Tov was filling their own stomachs and not taking care of others. So Hashem is disgusted with them. Halacha Yud. Kisha Adam Ochel v'shoseh v'sameach beregel. When a person eats and drinks and rejoices on Yom Tov, lo yimshach b'yayin u'b'schok u'b'kalas rosh, he should not elaborate with wine and with playfulness and with lightheadedness, v'yomer, and to say kol ma sheyosef b'zeh yarbem b'mitzvah simcha, that the more of abundance he has with these things, the more of the mitzvah simcha. Why shouldn't he say that? Ki hashikras v'haschok v'kalas rosh, because drunkenness and playfulness and lightheadedness ain a simcha ela holulus vesichlus. This is not really joy. It's frivolity. It's meaningless. Velon yitztavino al holulus vesichlus ela simcha. It's not the frivolity that we were commanded to do, but rather it was joy. Sheyesh ba avodas yotzer hakol, because in that there is a fulfillment of worshipping the creator of everything. Shenema tachas asher lo avalata as Hashem elokecha b'simcha v'tuv levav meirov kol. Since you did not serve Hashem, your Lord, with joy and with good-heartedness from the abundance of everything. Holy malata, we see from here, shavodahi b'simcha, the avodas Hashem requires joy. V'yefshe la'avodas Hashem lo mitoch kalos rosh v'lo mitoch shikros. You see that there's no way to serve Hashem through lightheadedness or through drunkenness. Halacha Yud Aleph. Midas hachasidim asher Hashem l'negdon tamid u'b'chol dacheim yedohu. It is the practice of those who are scrupulous, that always sense Hashem's presence in front of them, and in all of their ways they know Hashem, be'esim chosam, at the time that they are experiencing joy, as yoser v'yoser heim mevarchin u'meshapchim l'kadosh baruch hu, then they bless and praise Hashem all the more so. Ashasim achosam, for that which he gave them joy. V'yomer ha'odam belibo be'esim chosam v'hanoso, a person should say in his heart at the time of his simcha and his pleasure, imkach hi simchas ha'olam hazeh, if this is the degree of pleasure that we experience in this world, asher hi hevel, that the whole world is meaningless, kiesh achrei tuga b'tzar, because afterwards there's grief and pain, ma tiyeh simchas ha'olam haba hatmidis, she'ein achrei tuga. Imagine how great it would be, the joy of the next world, which will be constant, that there won't be any sorrow following. V'yispalel l'kadosh baruch hu,
and he should daven to Hashem sheyatel libo la'avdoi, that he should sway his heart to worship Him, velasos b'tzonai, to do His will, b'lev sholem, full-heartedly, v'sheyisamchenu b'simchas olam, and he should give Him eternal joy, v'zakenu l'chaye olam haba, and allow Him to merit the world to come. Le'ar ba'ar p'nei ha'melech chayim, and to be illuminated in the light of the presence of the Eternal King.
Halacha Yud Beis. Chayiv ko adam lahashkiach al b'nei beiso. Every person is required to be responsible for the members of his household. Shelo yitayelu b'mkom sheyavoo, chas v'shalom lidei kalos rosh, b'his arvom im kalei adas. That they should not loiter in places that they could, God forbid, come to lightheadedness by interacting with those who are lightheaded people. Rak yokidoshim ki kadosh hayom, but rather they should remain holy because the day of Yom Tov is holy. The poskim point out, in particularly on Rosh Hashanah, when people go for tashlich, to be extra wary that men and women don't intermingle and come to behavior which is inappropriate for Yom Tov and for the Yom HaDin. Because of this, there are many communities that have separate hours for men and women for Tashlich on Rosh Hashanah.
Halacha Yud Gimel. B'motzei Yom Tov L'chol O L'chol HaMoed.
On the night after Yom Tov that leads into either a weekday or into Chol HaMoed, Omer B'tfilah Atachon Antano, we say Havdalah in the third bracha of Shmoneh Esrei of Ma'ariv. Umavdu Arakos, and we additionally say Havdalah over a cup. Avolo Al Haner, Velo Al Bsamim, but on Matzah Yom Tov we use neither a candle nor spices. Now obviously, if it happens to be Matzah Shabbos as well, so then candles and spices would be used.
Halacha Yud Dalid. Noagin laharbos ktsas ba'achila v'shtia b'yom shalachar hachag b'chol shalosh b'golim.
The custom is to somewhat increase food and drink on the day after the three regolim. For who Yisru Chag, and this is known as Yisru Chag. Again, this is the day after Pesach, the day after Shavuos, and the day after Sukkos. Obviously, in the day after Rosh Hashanah, we don't increase on eating and drinking because that day is a fast day. V'noagim she'ein mis'anin bo, and the minig is that people do not fast on Yisru Chag. Afilu chasen v'kala b'yom chupasan, even if a chasen kala are getting married that day, and the minig is normally that they fast, they would not do so on Yisru Chag. V'lo yartzeit, and if someone has a yartzeit that day, they would not fast. U'be'isru chag shela'achar chag ha'shavuos, and as far as Yisru Chag, which is after Shavuos, gam mitzad hadin asur l'sa'anus bo, it's not merely a minog, it's the halacha itself that's forbidden to fast that day. L'fi shebizman shebeis ha'migdash ha'yakayem, since in the times that the beis ha'migdash was standing, imchol Shavuos b'shabbos ha'yom tevoach ha'kabonos b'yom shel'achrov, when Shavuos would fall on Shabbos, so they would shech the kabanos on the following day. So you see that the following day still has connection to Yom Tov, and therefore, mi'ikra din, it is also to fast in that day. Aval shel Pesach v'shel Sukkos, but as far as the kabanos of Pesach and Sukkos, hayu makrivin b'yom rishon d'chol ha'moed, so then they would bring those on the first day of Chol ha'moed. So that's why there's no Isser to fast on Yisru Chag, Pesach, and Shavuos. But still, the minig is that we don't fast. And on the contrary, we increase food and drink on that day.